about faith above reason and patience. Passage number 3 from Likutei Maharan, item 48. One must be very stubborn in the work of the Creator, regardless of what he has to go through. Remember it well, since you will need it very much at the beginning of the work of the Creator. Because one needs to be very stubborn and very strong and very brave to stand guard even if he gets knocked down time and time again, and one must not allow himself to completely fall, God forbid, because all these falls and descents and confusions, it is necessary to go through them before entering the gate of Gdusha, sanctity, and all the truly righteous also went through this. And we know that one must go through a very narrow bridge, and most important is not to be afraid at all.
Go on, mister.
Excerpt number
4. What is the cup of blessing should be full in the work. When one can work with his eyes shut above reason and believe in the wisdom of the sages and advance to the end. This is called Ibu, conception. And Ibu means the level of Malchut, which is the smallest possible katnut, restriction, and it's called Ibu, from the word anger and judgment. We should understand the meaning of anger and judgment. Since a person has to go with his eyes shut above reason, the body resists this work. Therefore, the fact that a person always has to overcome, this is called anger and rage and trouble. But since it is hard work to always overcome and annul before the Upper One, so the Upper One will do with him whatever the Upper One wants. And this is called Ibu, conception, or impregnation, which is the smallest possible katnut, smallness.
Number 5.
Excerpt number 5 from letter number 31 by Bala Sulam. We should learn this trade before we enter the king's palace, meaning muster power and might to stand as a pillar of iron until we elicit the desire from the Creator. As it is written, take no rest. Although the Creator seems silent and unresponsive, let it not cross your mind to be silent too. Take no rest. This is not what the Creator aimed for with his silence, but rather to give you power to stand afterward in the king's palace when you have no blemish. This is why, and give him no rest.